Mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
Renowned.
Renowned.
Complex.
Complex.
Cultural relic.
Cultural relic.
Glimpse.
Glimpse.
Lamasery.
Lamasery.
Ebony.
Ebony.
Awe-inspiring.
Awe-inspiring.
Concubine.
Concubine.
Wild goose.
Wild goose.
Wu Ming is discussing the details of the itinerary with Miss Parker. We received a copy of our group's itinerary through fax from you yesterday. Thank you very much, but I hope you can spare me a few seconds to talk about it.
Fine.
But I hope you can spare me a few seconds to talk about it.
Spare.
Could you please spare me a few minutes? I have a question. Could you spare me some money? There is no problem with both the arriving and departing time of our group. We shall arrive in Beijing on the morning of July the 16th and leave Hong Kong for the States on the evening of the 26th.
That's right.
As for the arrangement of our group in China, I'd like to go over with you. As for the arrangement of our group in China, I'd like to go over it with you.
Go over. Okay. After you have arrived on the morning of the 16th, we will go directly to the hotel, check in, and have lunch there. In the afternoon, we shall go to the Beijing Zoological Park and see the giant panda there.
Wonderful. I believe the group members will love that.
We shall have a formal reception dinner at the Chuan Jide Roasted Duck Restaurant. Our general manager will also be there.
Good. I look forward to meeting him.
As you have had a long flight, we will let you retire to bed early.
As you have had a long flight, we will let you retire to bed early.
Retire to bed.
Thank you for your consideration.
We will leave pretty early on the 17th for the Great War at Badalin. It will be a 2-hour bus trip. We'll climb the Great Wall and have lunch there. In the afternoon, we'll stop on the way back to visit the Ming tombs.
What are the Ming tombs?
They are the mausoleums of 17 emperors of the Ming dynasty. One of them has been opened and we shall see its underground palace.
That should be interesting.
I believe so. In the evening, you shall see a performance of Beijing Opera.
What about the morning of the 18th? What about the morning of the 18th?
What about?
What about you? What about my money?
On the morning of the 18th, we shall visit the renowned Palace Museum with its different horns, its clock and watch exhibition, and the treasure horse. As it is the largest building complex in the world, we will spend the whole morning there.
What about the afternoon?
We'll visit the Museum of Chinese History, which houses some of the best cultural relics in China. Then, we will take a stroll around the Tiananmen Square before dinner. In the evening, we will walk through some narrow streets in the old city to get a glimpse of the daily life of Beijingers and to have an idea of what Beijing used to be like.
Excellent. In the evening, we will walk through some narrow streets in the old city to get a glimpse of the daily life of Beijingers and have an idea of what Beijing used to be like.
Get a glimpse of... I have arranged for you to visit the Yonghe Lamasery on the morning of the 19th.
What is special about that?
Well, it is the largest and best known Lamaist temple in Beijing. It houses a huge mountain of 500 arhats carved from ebony. And then, as you will not return to Beijing at the end of the tour, I will give you some time to buy some souvenir from Beijing before we head for the airport to take the flight to Xi'an.
And we arrive in Xi'an in the evening, right?
Right. We will have a dinner arranged by my colleague there. On the following morning, we will take a bus trip to visit Qianling.
What is that?
It is a joint burial place of Emperor Gao Zong and Empress Wu Zetian of the Tang Dynasty. The tomb is built on an awe-inspiring scale and represents the classical style of Tang Dynasty mausoleums.
How long will that take?
It will take a whole day. When we return to Xi'an, we will have a dinner with strong Shanxi flavor. And after that, we will walk on the ancient city wall of Xi'an and enjoy the night scenes.
That's a nice idea. Well, it is the largest and best-known Lamaist temple in Beijing. It houses a huge mountain of 500 arhats carved from ebony.
Arhat, on the morning of the 21st, we will visit the Museum of Terracotta Warriors and Horses and Hua Qingpo, which used to be the bathing grounds of the famous imperial concubine Yang Yuhuan of the Tang Dynasty. In the afternoon, we shall visit the Shanxi Provincial Museum and the Great Wild Goose Pagoda. In the evening, we will see a Tang-style song and dance performance.
Is it in the style of the ancient Tang Dynasty?
Yes. On the following morning, we will visit the Forest of Steels and see the art of Chinese calligraphy. We will then fly to Hangzhou in the afternoon.
How long will the flight take?
About 2 hours after checking in. Where the great Tang Dynasty poet Bai Juyi is said to have died. On the next day, we shall tour around the West Lake and see most its 10 fabled scenes.
10 fabled scenes? What are they?
They are spring at the Su Causeway, autumn moon reflected over the Calm Lake, viewing fish at Flower Harbor, listening to orioles in the willows, twin peaks piercing to the clouds, three pools mirroring the moon, sunset view of Leifeng Tower, evening bell of the Southern Screen, lotus in the breeze at Cooked Courtyard, and remaining snow on the Broken Bridge.
My goodness, how poetic these names are. I think they will be very interesting places to visit.
Yes, they will. We will leave for Suzhou in the evening by train, arriving there at around 10:30. On the 24th, we will visit some famous gardens there. We will have a good opportunity to see the karst mountains there. Then, we will return to Guilin by bus. After a farewell dinner, you will take the night flight to Hong Kong. This will give you a whole day in Hong Kong to do shopping.
Excellent.
What do you say to this itinerary?
It is great. But we are all interested in the long history and rich culture of China. So we hope that you can arrange some lectures along the way.
Yes, I can arrange that.
Perfect. Thank you very much for working out such an excellent itinerary.
It's my pleasure.
I shall see you then on the 16th. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What do you say to this itinerary?
What do you say to?
What do you say to a game of chess? In some sense, travel for sightseeing is a kind of comprehensive recreation. People travel to broaden their fields of vision, increase their knowledge, refresh and relax their bodies. The scenic spots attract tourists not only by beautiful natural and human landscapes, but also by modern entertainment facilities, such as gymnasiums, billiard rooms, song and dance halls, swimming pools, etc. Concerts, acrobatic performance, and theatrical performance are all loved by people. Those recreation parks built in the metropolis are very popular. A new form of travel, people are driven by the current in a small boat or raft, is gaining favor of more and more people. It combines sightseeing with recreation perfectly. People can appreciate picturesque landscapes on both banks of a river and have the pleasure of playing with water at the same time. Main historical and scenic spots in China. 1. Main historical spots. 8. The Ming tombs. The tombs of 13 Ming Dynasty emperors and their empresses and concubines are located in Changping County, Beijing. 9. Qianling. Located in Qianxian County, Shanxi Province, it is the joint burial place of Li Zhe, Emperor Gao Zong, and Empress Wu Zetian of the Tang Dynasty. The tomb is built on an awe-inspiring scale and represents a classic style of Tang Dynasty mausoleums. 10. Sun Yat-sen Mausoleum. In Nanjing, it is the burial ground for Dr. Sun Yat-sen, leader of the 1911 Democratic Revolution.